Hello and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today. Rob Montagne, president and CEO of Licking Memorial Health Systems. Cloudy skies today. Chance of showers throughout the day, high near 81. Cloudy tonight, could see some rain. And then for Tuesday, cloudy with occasional showers. Again, Rob Montagne is our guest. And, you know, we always like to have a little bit of fun when we start. So, Rob, you and I were talking about baseball. And looking, you're a Valley grad, and you said to me that you thought you were the last team to get to the regional finals, didn't get to the state semifinals. As a Valley grad, you got to be pretty happy with what you've heard.
I'm always proud of all the great athletes and coaching out at Licking Valley, whether it's Randy Boffman with the football program, now with the baseball program. But yes, my sophomore year, we made it to the regional finals. I didn't contribute a whole lot to that team as a sophomore, some base running perhaps, but it was great to see them win.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're a coach. I mean, I can't imagine what it is to win a state title, and talking to Coach Arcuri, you could just see it on his face. One, relief, and two, excitement that this was it. We finally got there. You're a coach. I mean, I don't know how far you've ever gotten as a coach. I mean, but what's that like when you've got those kids?
I think any time as a coach, you see the enjoyment, the satisfaction from the kids themselves, of course, their families, and you recognize something like this will live literally forever. They'll come back 20, 30, 40 years from now and see that trophy, see that recognition at the field, on the wall, and they'll remember that forever. So I think it's just a great thing that will be around when they're back at their high school reunions.
That's what we were saying, is they can never take away from these kids. It's not like it's college, where we've seen what happens sometimes when the NC2A comes in and makes some adjustments for whatever reason.
I don't like where you're going with this, Dave.
I know
where you're going. I don't like it at all.
I'm staying clear of that. Don't worry. I'm not going there. Not at all. I promise. But boy, Michigan, how did they win it? No. But it is. I mean, it's just so – it was so cool. And then the community. I mean, you played sports out there. You understand what that means to that community.
Well, I think Licking County, I suppose it's maybe not unique, but it's slightly different than a lot of other areas where you get overwhelming support for all the various schools when their student athletes do tremendous work. I know at Watkins, we had a number of athletes at the state track, and they just performed so well and had great support. Once again, Valley, Newark Catholic, I know, had great support for their state final game. So Licking County definitely comes out and supports the student athletes, and it's just, I think it's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. I guess we better start talking about Licking Memorial before Veronica over there comes over here and beats me with a pen or something. But it's just so great that you had that tie to Valley.
Absolutely.
Okay, last week, I couldn't get over there on Thursday, but you folks had a pretty exciting event on Thursday of last week. Maybe talk a little bit about what took place.
Sure. We had a groundbreaking last Thursday, and we're very excited about a project that has started now and should be done in about 14, 15 months. Next September, we expect to open our new education event center. It's really going to be wonderful space that will be used primarily by the health systems, but will be available for large community events as well, whether it's Boys and Girls Club, Big Brothers and Big Sisters, Humane Society. But it's a space where we will continue to educate our employees as they need that education on the latest and greatest in technologies and what's going on in healthcare. Clinical education will be provided there. Certainly employee events, our employee recognition events, healthcare week. And then also, as I said, things for the community. So large events that happen in Licking County will take place here, and we'll be excited to host those events.
Was this something that was always on your radar?
You know, we've thought about it for a number of years, and I think timing is everything, as they say. And we had to find a time that I think fit our capital expenditure plans and needs, as well as meeting the needs of our growing health systems. I mentioned in many audiences, we have three times as many employees today as when I started roughly 33 years ago. Mm-hmm. And the facilities to have large meetings of staff, physicians, community education programs actually has decreased slightly in that time, even though we've grown by threefold. So finding the right time, and this felt like it, we were able to get some state funds for this. We've had tremendous philanthropic support. And so it all just culminated that now was the time.
Mm-hmm. Maybe talk a little bit about where it's going to be located, because some folks may look at that, drive by on West Main Street, and go, where are they going to put that thing at?
Sure. So there's space to the north, which was the former driving range for the country club, that's always been available to us and for our use. But obviously, we worked with the country club closely to keep that available for them to use. Now that it's been made available, it really serves the purpose and will gain economies. Things as simple as our culinary staff and the wonderful food they make. It'll have a kitchen, but they'll be right there close by. We can have generated power that we have on that entire campus used at this facility. So it's right behind the hospital. The other nice thing is we're going to segregate it so that it's a separate sort of building and resides in the foundation for perpetuity, if you will, that will be some community asset forever as a part of the healthcare foundation. So it's very close in proximity to the hospital and will have great access for the entire community.
Yeah.
Rob, you talked a little bit about coaching, you know, at the start of the show. The culture at Licking Memorial, I mean, it's just above reproach. Anytime me, my wife, my family have been there, it seems like everybody has bought into the mission and all that stuff. Talk me through that, because culture is so important in business these days. It's like if we hire the right people, we can teach them the job. I imagine it's a little bit like that in the medical world, but you got to have some pretty smart people too.
Well, we have tremendous employees, very smart, excellent. But one of the things, I think the little hidden secret sauce, if you will, is the longevity and the commitment to the organization. If you look at our senior leadership, most of us have 25, 30, 35 years at the organization. You look at our medical staff, give a shout out to Dr. Craig Cairns, who will be retiring in just a week or so, but well over 40, 45 years of service to this community. I think that longevity speaks to serving our friends, our family, our neighbors, and that culture you describe. My biggest job is just to make sure I don't interfere and, you know, get out of the way and let them do their work. But I think the employees, the medical staff, and really the community support stems from the other discussion we had about the sports, and that is the community support and the way the community rallies around, whether it's a baseball team, a football team, or the local healthcare system.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you've got such high standards in place. I mean, it's like Valley Sports. I mean, everybody in Licking County knows Valley Sports means something. It means something to the community. If you're playing, you're coaching, you're trying to match things that have gone in the past. Licking Memorial, same thing. Very high standards for a long period of time.
Yes, you know, I talked that we feel a responsibility to the community. And with this particular project, I said at the groundbreaking, I feel a responsibility because of all the donors and the philanthropists that have really supported this project. We want to make sure, whether it's this project, whether it's your heart catheterization, whether it's your ER visit, that we perform at the highest level we can. Doesn't mean we're perfect all the time. Doesn't mean we're not going to have some missteps, but that, I guess, responsibility and accountability is really what drives me and I think our organization. And as I say to folks, the next person through that door today could very well be someone's friend, family, neighbor, and we want to make sure they get the best care we can provide.
You know, I want to go back to the education piece because, again, folks may not understand, and well, full disclosure, I sit on the board. My wife is a nurse. I understand all that. Education is big, and to be able to just say to staff members, and I know, again, it can be tough to schedule these things. Hey, you got to come back, but okay, you can leave. You can go right over to this event center and get your education and be able to do that. I think that's a huge component of this.
Yeah, there's no question. Accessibility is really important in so many ways for healthcare. That's why we've gotten so involved in the bus lines and the food pantry network. This education event center literally is right off the bus line. So it even provides greater access for folks in our community that if they need to go to dining with diabetes or they're coming for the cancer survivor picnic, which by the way is tonight, but they don't have transportation, they can get to this location, this facility. But absolutely making it easy for folks, for employees, for the community to get the education they need. You know, something as simple as we do a lot of education having to do with diet. But if you hand
Why did he look at me when he said, and you did too, I saw that. You guys over there pointing at each other. Hey, look at Donnie. You notice how he made a comment, diet, and looked right at me.
Thanks. You don't know that for sure. But you hand somebody a head of broccoli or cauliflower, if it's a head of, you know, it's like, is this a hand fruit? What do I do with this, you know? And so we have dietitians that work with folks on how to, you know, cook various vegetables. I tend to drown it in melted cheese, which takes away some of the healthy parts of it. But something as simple as that, that's what really Dining with Diabetes is, one of our bigger programs, because diabetes is one of the bigger things in our community. And yeah, all those are good examples of how folks will get that education right off the hospital campus.
And you talk about the cancer survivors picnic is tonight. Now, again, I know you guys have tried to always have that outside. Weather, you never know. I know you'll put up tents or stuff. But in a year or so, if there is bad weather, you can move that into that event and education center, which makes it really nice.
Yes, I think one of the things people always feel, certainly it's so disruptive, is when we have to close our cafe and then our employees can't get breakfast or lunch or dinner. The visitors, while they're there in stressful times, don't really have access to food. And oftentimes, as you described, Dave, that's what will happen is we plan to have it outside, weather occurs, and then we have to close the cafeteria for 2, 3, 4 hours. Those types of inconveniences won't happen going forward. Mm-hmm. So I think tonight's event is actually up at 1717. We usually have in the parking lot, but it will be very, very easy to have this at the new location. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, it does make it nice. So when that gets up and running in, like you said, about 14 months, what a gem that'll be here in the community. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more with Rob Montagnes on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, and our special guest today, Rob Montagnes, President, CEO of Lickey Memorial Health Systems, and also our resident sports guru, comes in and we talk more sports, I think, sometimes than we do about the health systems. But we'll get back to that in a second. Cloudy skies, chance of showers today. Cloudy tonight, chance of rain. Sound like a broken record. Cloudy skies and showers on Tuesday. All right, I promise you, Rob, just one more sports question and we'll get back to the health systems. High school football recently went from 16 to 12 teams for the playoffs. You're a football coach. I'm just curious. I mean, good, bad, otherwise, or you just waiting to see how it plays out?
I think there's some of both, but I certainly understand going from 16 to 12. There weren't a lot of competitive 16-1 games over the past couple of years, so I certainly understand that part of it. Obviously, if you have a team that would qualify at 13, 14, 15, it's always nice for the kids to be able to say they made the playoffs and play another week, but we'll see how it plays out. I'm excited. Millersport looks like the numbers are good this year, and so we're optimistic about the football season. So
it ought to be a lot of fun. Now, see, here's why they pay me the little bucks. I'll just we'll go from that to, what does Lickey Memorial Health Systems do for young athletes in this community that is so important that maybe other communities don't do to help these kids?
Yes, and maybe some would even take place at this new facility. So the big thing, we've been strong proponents of our pre-participation sports physicals, which are done throughout the state quite a bit. But we have significant heart testing as a component of ours. And we saw well over, I think, 700 physicals we did this year. About half of those include EKGs for heart activity. And we find a handful every year that needs some additional investigation. I think fortunately this year there were no significant or serious heart abnormalities, but it's something we feel is important to protect the youth. And it really stems from a Granville High School graduate who passed away at Ohio State as a soccer player a number of years ago, and we want to keep that going. We do so many other things. We have clinics in schools, like out at Licking Heights. We have our Camp Med coming up, which is a great opportunity for high school juniors to investigate healthcare fields, whether that's being a doctor, nurse, therapist. Nobody ever wants to be an administrator. So when I start talking, they just get on their iPhones and play Candy Crush. But
that's a husband all over, Rob. I got news for you.
So yeah, I understand.
See that look I got from Veronica over there?
Right after Father's Day, too. So So we have so many events for the high schools and the high school students. And once again, several of these events will be able to take place in our new facility. But it's especially summer. We're getting that time, whether it's, we mentioned Cancer Survivor, but we'll be, you know, Camp Cool, Camp Feeling Fine for children with asthma. We had our family movie night with all the activities out at the Pataskala campus last Friday. So a lot going on.
Did you tear up during that movie? Because I know I almost did at the end when I took my little brother from Big Brother's Inside Out.
Oh, Inside Out too. It's a lot of the Disney movies have a nice message, and certainly mental health and the Camp Cool. It's very synonymous with some of our other activities.
Yeah,
I think I maybe have unlocked a little bit why the kids get on their iPhones when the administrator talks. You've got so many hats. I mean, again, not to diminish a doctor, a surgeon, a nurse, and I mean. But, I mean, you've got to have your hand in all of that, keep everybody happy, keep it all moving forward, and be responsive to the community. That is an unbelievable amount of responsibility.
Well, I never thought about it that way. Now I'm a little nervous.
Andy's a coach.
That's right.
Andy's got an eye toward youth. I mean, I'm just listening to you talk, Rob, and it's just amazing all the stuff, all the balls you've got in the air and keep it all going with a smile.
Well, once again, we have great staff. I surround myself with outstanding administrators, physicians, and so it's easy to manage when you have great people around you. And I think that's, once again, it goes back to coaching. I'm sure Randy Moffman, if he were sitting here, would say, you know, his assistants over the years and the folks who do the film, and it really is a team effort, and you have to have teammates that you feel confident in doing their job. And I always tell people, you know, the physicians we have, I absolutely trust them because I know they have taken care of me and likely they will have to take care of me at some point in the future. So this community is a joy to live, to work, to raise a family. I wouldn't trade it for any other place, and I love being involved. Now, I always joke that if I'm in Target or Walmart or whatever and I see someone approaching, I know it's either I had a great experience or maybe not so great, so I just cross my fingers. But folks generally are very positive and very welcoming.
Or they went to a Millersport game and they wondered, why did the offensive coordinator just call that play? That could be something else you got to deal with.
That would just be Jack Trenis. He says it right on the sidelines. But
what was that call? What are you doing? Hey, to get back to physicians, you mentioned Dr. Cairns earlier is going to be retiring. Been here forever. I mean, it's a good thing because you're going to be bringing in maybe somebody new to come in. But boy, do you lose a lot of just knowledge for somebody like a Dr. Cairns.
Sure. So the institutional knowledge you lose when someone's been around for 40, 45 years is obviously irreplaceable. The good thing is we really are a family, and that sounds cliche, but I fully expect Dr. Cairns will be coming back to Monday and Friday education. He's still invited and he's welcome. We have events for our retirees. And when we have all these various events, we see a lot of our former employees that come back and support us. So it's probably like the pride in the red helmet. Even if you played in the 80s, you still, you know, take pride in Licking Valley success. And I think our employees feel that same way. And we have plenty of interactions. So I fully expect to see Craig. He, I think, has a place in Florida, but is not moving there full time. He's going to be around in Licking County and Heath, and we would fully expect to see him in our facility quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, big challenges facing medical field. What are some of the things that, you know, you think about and we're looking at it a daily basis that, okay, these could be challenges that you have to be prepared for to continue to take care of the community?
Sure. I think probably first and foremost, you hear a lot about workforce, and that's really all industries right now. But there's no question in healthcare, finding enough, whether that's nurses, pharmacists, therapists, physicians, especially some specialty areas, that's a big challenge. We are very fortunate here, and as you mentioned, I participate in a number of boards, and one of those is COTC. We're fortunate to have OSU Newark. So we have, I think, a little bit of an advantage over some other community hospitals that we get a lot of our radiology employees, respiratory therapy, nurses, right here in Licking County. But finding that workforce is a challenge and will likely be a challenge going into the future. I think the uncertainty in all of the legislative areas right now is something that all of us are trying to discern, whether that's at the federal level, state level, in terms of funding, payment, Medicaid, Medicare, how is this all going to evolve or change maybe with what's going on with the federal and the state budget. I will say Governor DeWine has been very supportive of health care, and I think we've worked very well at the state level. The federal level, not that we haven't worked well with them, but once again, there's just so much uncertainty there. I think keeping an eye on that is important for us in the industry. Other than that, I think Licking County is poised for so much positive growth, expansion, opportunity. You know, we have property up along 161 and 310. So while we're doing this project, we're not just resting on our laurels and we're looking at what we might do up along there. We have population growth projections throughout the county. So we're adding new physicians, new specialties on a regular basis to meet those growing needs. So we really do have a great opportunity here. I saw a map that showed population growth estimates for the state, and we are fortunate that really the central Ohio area is the one area of Ohio that is poised for this kind of growth. The rest of the state looks to have some decline, even significant decline in some areas. So we definitely feel fortunate and want to take advantage of those opportunities with the growth.
Mm-hmm. You talk about those different things. And another thing that popped into my mind is technology. You're always staying on top of that. I know Licking Memorial seems to be bringing in new technologies all the time. I mean, but that is an important piece of that because it changes so much.
Yeah, and it gets back to the education. You know, the education, because of these new technologies, treatments, pharmaceutical breakthroughs, it just seems like it's constant. And so the ability to be on top of all of those changes is really important. We have a new technology that we think is going to be extremely valuable for diagnosing significant viruses, specifically sepsis, called Triverity. We literally are the first hospital in the world to have this technology. A number of hospitals participated in some of the trials, but we actually are using it at our facility, and we truly expect this will be very common, even standard of care in the not too distant future, because the technology is so progressive in identifying patients who likely will become extremely sick, even at the beginning of a viral process, I guess. So our ability to be aware, to vet, and then to adopt those technologies is another reason I think we're able to be successful.
Mm-hmm. And then finally, Joel can jump in here too if he wants, but you know, I hear this all the time out in the community. I get it from the guy down the hall sometimes. Are they going to be able to stay independent? What is going on with Lake? All these places are merging. What are you going to do? And you know, I just was up in Akron, like I said, and it's amazing when I still drive by Timken. Always knew it as Timken Mercy. Now it's Cleveland Clinic on there, Akron General. I mean, it's amazing how many of these have merged. What's the discussion, Rob, for folks to kind of put their minds at ease here in this community?
Well, I have a strong commitment personally. Our board has a strong commitment collectively, and we talk about it, the importance of remaining independent. And I think it's certainly possible with the community support we have, with the talent we're able to acquire in terms of clinical folks and physicians, and the community support that I've talked about. The one thing I've noted, maybe this sounds a little self-serving, and I don't know that it has to be specific to the CEO alone, but if you look at a lot of the independent hospitals in the state of Ohio, and we still have upwards of, I believe, 30 to 40, they have a long-standing consistency in CEO and leadership. The average turnover for many CEOs in healthcare is usually 3 to 5 years, and you see long-tenured senior leadership at these institutions. I believe the longest tenured CEO is a guy named Stan Kordecki. I'm friends with. He runs Wood County up in Bowling Green, and he's been there for many, many years. I think when that exists, that commitment to remaining independent, gets back to culture, just, you know, goes throughout the entire organization. And so I don't see any reason why we can't continue that independence because of all the reasons I cited, and fully expect that we'll be independent as long as I'm around.
Well, and that's the thing. When you're a good coach, you got to be grooming that next person. So are there people in the pipeline that you can see and think, hey, maybe that will continue that legacy?
Yeah, I think Veronica, when I retire, still has a good 20 or 30 years left in her. So, no, that's a great question. But we have. And once again, many of them are local. We have a lot of leaders in our organization that already have 10, 15 years experience, but have a long horizon for their future, and keeping them so they don't go to some other larger system is important. And one of the ways we do that, you know, obviously money can be a motivator or benefits, but it really is buying into that culture and that commitment to the community. And so I'm very comfortable that whenever I do hang up my necktie, that the health systems will be in good hands.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to throw you two curveballs.
I thought you were going to ask me about how I just missed the cut at the U.S. Open by one stroke.
I could throw that in there too, as a matter of fact. But what's the go-to for Starbucks, as you have the big Starbucks cup in here?
Yeah, so this is my Trenta iced coffee, two pumps of white mocha, nothing else in it. I don't drink the whole thing because Dr. Rajub, cardiologist, would not like it. But I drink about half of it because the ice will melt down. I get it out at Heath or in the Kroger Petascola.
So you get a big cup, but you only drink half of it. You can't get a smaller cup of it?
It doesn't taste as good if I get the small cup. Too concentrated. I like the ice melt.
All right. I'll give you U.S. Open. What'd you think of that yesterday? That was a pretty good putt on that final hole, huh?
Yeah, so I'm sitting there with my youngest son, Brady, who's not an avid golf fan. And I said, boy, I hope he can two-putt this. He said, Dad, he's going to make it. And I said, really, Brady? I mean, come on. You know. And I was hoping he would two-putt it because I was sort of rooting for him, a good story. And anyway, he drains a 64-footer, and my 17-year-old son, who doesn't watch much golf, looked at me like, I told you he was going to make it. So, yeah, he called it. I wish I had that on video. I could have posted that.
He might be the only guy in America that was calling that putt to go down.
Exactly.
You got to love it. Finally, give me a playlist for Rob Montagne's one. I know you work out, you do walk around the community running. What's on the playlist for Rob Montagne's if he's jamming out?
So I have, I'll give you three groups of playlists. I have an 80s playlist.
Mm-hmm.
I have a hard rock metal playlist. And I have a rap playlist. Most of the 80s, 90s rap kind of things.
Uh-huh.
Run DMC and... you know, Beastie Boys, some of that from the 80s kind of thing. So
the stock of this man continues to go up, 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 up.
I knew the hard rock, because I think you said you went and saw Def Leppard one time not too long ago up in Cleveland. So I knew that, but I could have sat here all day. I never would have got right. I'd have
That's
got
beautiful.
Country music.
Yep.
I'd have got anything.
I have
but
to
I
wipe a tear out of my eye on that one.
If you want a little secret, this can make Veronica blush. I didn't tell you, I have a boy band mixed too, because I really would like to have been an NSYNC or Backstreet Boys. So I have some of those songs, because I think either a game show host or a member of a boy band would be something I would maybe hope to do upon my retirement. But
you keep talking like that, Rob. People may have you out of here before then.
Boy band and retirement usually don't go together.
That one, the game show host, he's really good at.
I think you're, on with that one.
But the boy band.
Got the haircut and the wardrobe for that.
I've known him for, I don't know how many years now. Remember when our boys were playing baseball? I never would have got boy band there.
I'll tell you real quick. When I won the 8th grade girls basketball championship at Newark Catholic, I had a bet with the girls that I had to... I think it was Bye 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 from NSYNC that I had to sing in front of the, and that was the bed. And ever since then, it's sort of been, that's been 20 years ago.
Oh boy.
There's no video of that either.
You don't know how bad I want to turn our mics off and say, hit it, Rob. Well, Rob, as always, I appreciate you coming in. Great excitement over at the health systems with the education at Event Center. I can't wait till it opens, and obviously we'll be out there to cover it. But a lot of great things at the health systems at the hospital, so thanks so much for coming.
Great to be here, as always.